Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
The universal symbol of our faith is the cross. And there are crucifixes in all of our churches and practically all of our homes. But it hasn't always been that way. The use of the cross as a Christian symbol didn't catch on until after Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, and the Romans quit using crucifixion as a form of capital punishment. And the reason why it didn't catch on before that was that crucifixion was such a hideous way to die that its depiction offended people's religious sensibilities. Real life crucifixion was a horrific spectacle that bore little resemblance to our modest, serene, edifying, uplifting crucifixes. If you saw the movie The Passion of the Christ, you get a glimpse of Jesus suffering. But even that movie did not portray fully the obscenity of this form of execution. Things happen to the body that I will spare you today as well. Jesus was exceptional in that he remained clear-minded to the end. Most went at least half out of their minds. Those who had actually seen one knew that most victims of crucifixion did not look heroic in the least. For that reason, the early church used instead the fish as a symbol of their faith rather than the cross. The first four apostles were fishermen, and we are figuratively fish hauled in by these fishers of men. Jesus preached from a fishing boat, multiplied not only loaves but also fishes, and as we see in today's gospel, appeared at the Sea of Galilee after rising from the dead. The disciples had been fishing all night, but until he stepped back into their lives, they caught nothing. Jesus got them to go try again. And soon they hauled in more fish than they knew what to do with. The disciples recognized Jesus not only in the breaking of the bread, but also in the things he did with fish. A couple of examples. Perhaps many of you may know that fish is the only animal that Jews can eat in any meal and still keep kosher. That's why oftentimes they will have gefilte fish at Passover. Fish does not count as meat, and so you can eat it even with dairy products. And that's the origin of our practice of not counting fish as meat during our days of abstinence in Lent. And just as fish is neutral, neither meat nor dairy, so Jesus' church is to be neither Jewish nor Gentile, but rather inclusive of both. Secondly, fish was poor people's food. You had to have land to raise cattle, and you had to have money to buy meat, but the poor can just go out and catch fish for free. Just as catching fish is within reach of the poor, so also Jesus' church is to be within reach of all. And thirdly, the word for fish in Greek is ichthus, which Christians used as an anagram to express our faith in Jesus. The five letters of the word for fish in Greek are the same as the first letters of the five Greek words in the phrase, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. You sometimes see those five Greek letters inside a stylized fish on the decals on the backs of people's cars. Okay. The cross and the fish are very important symbols of our faith. The cross is much harder to deal with. That's why we have serene, uplifting crucifixes. Can you imagine the commotion if we hung up a truly accurate depiction of what Jesus really looked like hanging there on the cross? It would be more gut-wrenching than most of us could ever tolerate. And yet that was the price of our salvation. Because the cross was so hideous, God also gave us the fish as an alternate symbol to remind us of our faith in Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Savior, who sent his apostles forth as fishers of men. In today's gospel, they made a huge catch of fish, yet the net was not torn. The church represented by this net full of fish is inclusive of all and within reach of all. And we rejoice in this as we gather here in Hot Springs here to celebrate the centennial of your parish, St. John the Baptist Parish. We thank the Lord for all the fishers of men that he has sent here to this parish over the course of the last 100 years. And we thank the Lord for the abundant catch that he continues to make here in this parish, where all are welcome, Jew and Gentile, Anglo, Hispanic, and Korean, rich and poor, the net not torn, Jesus Church within reach of all. These two great symbols of our faith come together in Jesus, whom we worship here at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. The cross proclaims the horrific price of our salvation, while the fish proclaims the identity of the author of our salvation, Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Savior.